something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
Andrea goes on a date with a friggin' perv.
We play the bod-created game Vanelli or Vanilli.
And we play a brand new game called...
Get a job. That's just the way it is.
It's all coming up right now on TNT.
This time on Andrea and Them.
Laramie, I got myself a date on sugardaddies.org. Is he ever sweet? It's so good to be back. Oops, Laramie, I dropped something while I'm down here. How does my arse look in these here capri pants?
Oh, how you doing, Andrea? Not too bad, actually. What's going on?
Well, you're probably wondering two things. One, if I've been doing squats. Answer's yes. And two, why I'm so dressed up.
Why are you dressed up?
I got myself a date with a music producer, Laramie, on a website called sugardaddies.org. This could be big for both of us.
Sugardaddies.org? Isn't that for, like, rich guys?
I don't think so. I thought it was for sweet people. On the Tinder, they want to get right handsy, right fast with you. But on Sugar Daddies, I think they want to take things slow and be sweet.
Where are you going to go meet him?
Well, he said, why don't I just come over to his hotel room and pick him up real quick, and then we'll go. So, I don't know, I have some coupons in my purse. We'll see where the night takes us.
All right, well, be careful. I got my cell phone on if you need me, okay?
Well, he said he doesn't know the city right well, so I said, I know Mississauga pretty good, so I'll come down and pick you up.
All right, well, be careful, okay?
Hey, Laramie.
Yeah?
Do you think you'll like my car lashes, or should I peel them off right quick?
Just be you, Andrea.
Oh, Frigs, this hotel ever fancy. Just be yourself, Andrea. You've been in a hotel room before. He might be wearing a suit, like the fancy one from friggin' Jack's or something, but doesn't mean he's any better than you. Just take a breath. Breath check. Yeah. Smells good. Be yourself. Here we go.
Well, how you doing? How's it going there?
Holy frig, you silver fox. Look at you, even better in person than your picture on Sugar Daddies.
Yeah, geez, you must be Andrea.
I am,
yeah. Come on in.
I found your ad. You said you like big bone gals that like to be adventurous.
Yeah. I mean, you're well set.
Well, frig off.
Mind if I put on some music?
I guess so. We're just going to get out of here, aren't we? Do you want to go to, I was thinking Jack Astor's, it's not too far away. Or we could go to Milestones if you want to get right fancy.
Yeah, well, let's just take a little bit of a break here. I have had a long day. I've been in the studio all day.
That's right. Exciting. What are you doing in the studio?
I've been working with some pop band. You know, I'm making hits. That's how I do it. I'm just going to have a quick mint here, if you don't mind. It's kind of...
Okay, whatever. I find sometimes mints, because of the ingredients in them, they make me actually hungrier. So, mint right before dinner.
Do you like Enigma?
I guess so.
Enigma.
I'm just sitting here thinking about the difference between our two lives. You spent the day in the studio, and I spent the day in studio at the mall looking for capri pants.
Your hair is so soft. Do you mind if I, touch it?
Would you frig off?
You're quite a beauty.
Oh, I see what's going on here. You think you're going to get to test drive the merchandise?
Well, look, I just had a couple of mints. Give us a kiss, Andrea. Come here.
Oh, your breath smells like friggin' tooth rot and cumin.
Baby, I need you. Come here.
You don't even friggin' know me, let alone know that you need me. You better frig off.
Come on over here.
I seen a Krav Maga tournament on TSN.
Come here.
I've seen one fella do this and the other fella's not.
Look.
How's that feel?
Look at this, Andrea. Look.
I think I forgot something down in the car. My friggin' dignity. I'm going right now to pick it up. And you stay here, pecker.
Hey.
Laramie?
What's the matter, Andrea?
Nothing's the matter. I just had to thank you very next. This pecker from Sugar Daddy's, I think he thought we were going to get handsy with each other, and he was frisky when I walked in, I could tell, and all he did was crunch Tic Tacs.
Well, are you okay? Did he do anything? Did you get out of there?
No, I'm fine. I need him right in the berries. But come to think of it, you know what might make me feel better? Because it was right traumatic. Can you just hold me for a second?
Oh.
Andrea decides to make it work for her.
Well, hang on a second. As a matter of fact, I am quite upset.
Oh. Poor Andrea.
I love that Andrea uses outside circumstances like getting fired or meeting a perv online. Mm-hmm. They're all just for the sole purpose of putting them through the Laramie lens.
That crunch guy was feeling pretty lewd.
I love that our worlds are colliding and that the Crunch Crunch producer from last week's show is Andrea's date from the internet. It's like there's a world now.
Yeah, it's good. It's nice. I was tap dancing a lot there with the buttons.
So, you killed it.
I think we got through it, though.
Doing the work of two men. Hey, Jeremy Taggart. So we got Taggart. A big...
What's that?
Before we go any further, I want to take a moment to commend you on your producer characters from In the Booth last week, because they were really funny, and you can tell that you've encountered some of those cats. The guys that talk too much and the Crunch Crunch guy was really sure. Funny.
I was a big fan of Donovan, or Donnie.
Donovan, yeah.
Donovan, let's do a couple of scoops.
Donovan.
I like
Brett Michaels. You must be Brett Michaels. It's a fun game, and the Buds liked it as much as we did.
Yes, you can guarantee that we will be playing In the Booth again.
Yeah.
We'll hold off on today because it was just so fun and so near to us, but we're going to go into some 1991 jams, which is actually probably the beginning of something different when music started to change, because I remember being a musician and I started drumming in 89. But I remember by 91, like, it was kind of hair bands were still popular,
yeah.
And metal, and, you know, stuff was just kind of getting going. There was rap was starting to change. The West Coast rap was starting to happen. But then we had this little ditty that kind of changed the whole landscape of the jams.
Yeah, it sure did.
Right? Like, this is probably one of those songs where you remember where you... I remember I was... I was with my cousin. Let me turn it down a sec. And I was literally on like Sherbourne Street, and I remember hearing it on the car and going, this is so different.
So different.
Yeah, and at the time.
When you think about it, like the guitar parts are so different.
Yeah.
And that's all Kurt, right?
Yeah.
They're just a little trio. And then I remember shortly thereafter, Sloan got signed to Sub Pop, and it was like, we have our own Nirvana in Halifax. It's crazy.
Yeah. I think it's just the initial difference, and the most simple way to, I guess, explain it was that it was the first time a band kind of used minor and major chords in the same, you know, grouping. So it just kind of sounded like happy, quirky, weird. You know what I mean? It was almost like putting syrup on poo, as you say.
Yeah, and the progression is so unique.
Yeah.
I guess that's why, is it? The minors and majors together?
Yeah. And then obviously it got like done to death, so you kind of lose how fresh it was when it first happened, you know what I mean? And now it's kind of, so many bands copied that same concept of just kind of quiet verse, loud chorus, minor, major, quirkiness. But kudos to Nirvana.
Were they, I guess they were the originators of grunge, right? It was kind of the Seattle thing, but Nirvana must have been ground zero for grunge.
I would say this is ground zero for grunge.
That
if we're
song?
Gonna talk about ground zero. I'm going to give it to Soundgarden.
Really?
Yeah. Little Jesus Christ poles here. This is a great jam. It's a little more underground at that time, but
I would say that Mike Clattenburg showing me a Zellers flyer that had boys grunge coordinates. And he was like, grunge is over, bud. That must have been like 94. Like once Zellers got a hold of it, girls, definitely. Back to school, grunge.
Yeah, I would say these guys were like the originators, I think, with, you know, the drop tunings and the heaviness, and kind of like if Sabbath went through a grinder and kind of got dirty. Gotta admit that when I first heard Soundgarden, that was probably the closer link to 80s kind of metal, but also it was more serious in a sense, and it was more accepting.
It was like the bridge.
Yeah, for sure. And then obviously Smells Like Teen Spirit would be the absolute, like, you know, hit song idea of what that's supposed to be. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean.
That's why it became so popular. And I think and even following suit, Pearl Jam kind of were a simple version, pop, you know, pop song friendly with rock, you know, raw rock feel. And that was it. I think Pearl Jam had all of those elements of Nirvana and Soundgarden, and kind of were they put them all together, and it became the most potent in terms of popularity. And that's why they're probably, you know, one of the biggest bands on the planet now.
There was also very little humor to music at that time, because it was kind of earnest and kind of issues oriented, right? It wasn't until the Blink-182s and Maps like that came along that it was like a little cheeky. It was very earnest in 1991.
Yeah, well, because everybody was sick and tired of the partying and the 80s poison glamour rock. You know, the idea of like partying and having a good time and all that stuff. It was just kind of sent the other way. And that's why you notice like Soundgarden, Nirvana, and Pearl Jam was always like, there was never girls in the video, or the lyrics were never about going out and partying or having a good time.
Right.
It was more dark and
young man, violence, that thing. Several things of note from the Junos in 1991 from a Canadianity standpoint. Maestro Fresh West won Best Rap Album for Symphony in Effect in 91. Blue Rodeo was Group of the Year. The Hip was Entertainers of the Year.
Yeah.
Prairie Oyster, Country Group of the Year. And I maintain Russell DeCarl, the lead singer of Prairie Oyster, one of the best voices in Canadianity history. And
nice.
Joe and Gino Vannelli won Recording Engineers of the Year. They shared award.
Gino and Joe.
Hey, Ma!
Hey, Ma, we got producers. Songwriting. Now it's producing.
Recording engineer.
Here's the jam, right?
Good one.
Turn this up here.
I want to know where my confidence went. When it all disappeared.
They're all so young in this video.
I know.
The Casino album was a classic.
I love the break in his voice. Nighttime's worse. And he also does the natural fade.
I just can't believe how long ago this is. Like, I remember being in grade 9 hearing these jams. I mean, even this band has completely changed. Bobby Wiseman was in it, the old original drummer before Glenn Milcham came. So it's pretty interesting, the change. Even Basil looks like a kid on bass.
But that jam holds up. That's a great song.
Fantastic. Well, that Casino record was probably their biggest hit in America, right? I mean, I think wasn't it Rolling Stone that called them the best band of coming the next year or something like that?
Really? I didn't know they got any traction down there.
Yeah, they did. They got some critical acclaim in the States at that time.
I remember
rightly so, deservedly so.
My friend Jared, who played with Matt Mays, saying that if they were touring like in Europe with Blue Rodeo and stuff, those guys are humping their own gear and helping set up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally get it. Definitely. Really humble guys. As an aside, it looks like Blue Rodeo just recorded at the House of Strombo, which is pretty awesome. Oh,
yeah, they did. Awesome. Yeah, last week. Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to go, but I couldn't make it. They have them in the afternoon all the time.
So do they?
It's a little bit early for me to get down there. But, yeah, they last Monday. And I'm sure that'll be rocking.
Rocking.
Remember this jam from 1991?
Big time.
Put on my blue suede shoes and boarded the plane.
This guy was trying to take your Bruce Hornsby's fire.
Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues in the middle of the pouring rain.
How much would you like to play drums on this track?
How much would I like to?
Yeah, do you like the drum beat?
Do I like it?
It's
I don't
that
know.
Double pedal piano thing.
Who is it? John Robinson or some Mafk?
Playing drums?
Yeah. He's playing the piano, though. He's trying to cop the Bruce Hornsby-ness.
I know, but here comes your drums, bud.
Oh, the drums are here. Yeah, it's a good jam. I could rock this.
Best part of the song is,
Ma'am, I am tonight.
Hey, the here's Christian some good line? Trivia. Yeah.
Do you think Bruce Hornsby hung out with Mark Cohen, or do you think he gave him the brush?
I'm sure if they were at urinals beside each other, be like, hey man.
Yeah, right?
What is that called when you take the music out?
The break.
There's a pretty little king waiting for the thing down in the jungle room.
Break.
Here's some good dumb.
All the Mutt Lange songs have a big break.
Ma'am, I am tonight.
Here's a good bit of trivia for you. Who is Mark Cohen's wife?
I don't know. Amy Grant?
That's Vince Gill's wife.
Oh, that's Vince Gill's wife.
Vince Gill and Amy Grant do a Christmas at the Ryman thing in Nashville every year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Vince Gill's voice sucked the tears out of you pretty quick.
Yeah.
Mark Cohen's wife is Elizabeth Vargas, the 2020 correspondent who had a very public... And documented battle with alcohol addiction the last couple of years.
Oh, wow.
But unbelievable correspondent and anchor in the ABC News organization. Set Adrift on Memory Bliss.
Yeah. Whatever happened to these guys? Did that guy die?
I feel like one of them stepped
out. Don died? Did he?
I feel like one of them stepped out in the last year, yeah.
I think you're right, like recently, right? Can you look that up?
Yeah, I can, when I stop grooving.
Okay, Hank, keep grooving.
The camera pans a cocktail glass behind a blind of plastic plants. It was such a kooky song when it came out.
Oh yeah, one of them died. Print D. Atrell Cordes.
Yeah.
Cordes.
Dead at 46, bud. June 17th.
Damn.
Hey, let's let this jam take us to break. 91's just getting rolling. Don't go away, buds.
R.I.P. Damn.
Where's my beer chair?
Is that Gino Vannelli?
Gino Vannelli.
Is that Milli Vanilli?
Milli Vanilli. Vanelli or Vanilli? Vanelli or Vanilli?
Vanelli?
Or Vanilli?
Vanilli.
We're going to play our first bod submitted game. And it's because we had three different bods send us messages and say, you guys have a game sitting right in front of you. It's Vanelli or Vanilli. Read YouTube comments. Mm-hmm. And the other person has to guess if they were about Milli Vanilli or Gino Vanelli.
Fantastic.
I mean, it's almost a better game than Vanelli versus Mrs. Vanelli's.
Yeah, for sure.
Although, definitely. When, as we said, when one's an inanimate object and the other's a human, that's kind of funny too.
Yeah, definitely.
So I have pulled seven quotes.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm so ready. I can't wait.
Okay. This YouTube comment is as follows. Damn good song, better than some of the crap out now. Vanilli or Vanelli? Ooh.
That sounds like a Vanelli. Is that Vanelli?
To be clear, is that Gino?
Gino Vanelli, it sounds like.
Incorrect.
Oh my God.
That was a comment. Yeah, it was a comment on Milli Vanilli.
Holy moly.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
In the 80s and 90s, we had quality music. Now we have shit.
Now we have shit.
I want to meet this person.
That's got to be Vanilli, Milli Vanilli.
That is Milli Vanilli, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
I love this song because it resonates with the situation I went through. I hate saying sorry for something that wasn't my fault. Vanilli or Vanelli?
I'm going to go with Vanelli.
Incorrect.
No! Vanilli. It's Vanilli?
That was a comment on Blame It on the Rain. I love this song because it resonates with the situation I went through. I hate saying sorry for something that wasn't my fault. Oh, well, you got to blame it on something, right? Blame That's it on right. the rain.
Okay, next.
My neighbor is a trial lawyer. He was listening to this song when he pulled into the driveway.
I'm going to have to say that's Milli Vanilli.
That's Milli Vanilli.
Yes! I love it.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Damn, he was sexy.
That's got to be Gino.
How did you know that?
Because he's Gino.
I thought it would throw you off the scent because the past tense verb, he was sexy.
Nope, Gino's got the sexy.
I love the cameo style waterfalls, by the way. My sister's got a natural obsession. I'm the one that you never dream of. I got there because of the fact that both people perished.
I hear ya.
A one-hit wonder that I thought was a different band altogether.
That sounds like Milli Vanilli.
Incorrect. That was Vanelli.
That's Vanelli?
Yeah, Vanelli. What would their one-hit wonder have been in the States?
That's Gino's. The question?
Yeah, well, I'm asking you. Would that be I Just Want to Stop? Black Cars did okay in the States, didn't it?
Yeah, Black Cars was big, I think.
When the sun goes down in the Arizona plains.
I think People Gotta Move had a little bit of action in the States, too.
How about, last one, Soul has no color. Vanilli or Vanelli?
Ooh. For some reason, I think that would be Gino Vanelli.
Correct.
Nice.
Soul has no color, man. Soul has no color. You know what I mean?
Just going to leave this on then.
I love that the bud submitted that game. That's a great game.
I like how it's just that goes to the guy singing here.
This is it was on I Just Want to Stop. Soul has no color.
I wonder if the guy that did the Milli Vanilli stuff tried to get the guy to sing like he had an accent a little bit in the rap parts.
I knew it from the start. Girl, you know it's true.
Trying to cover up the tracks.
Here's what I love. Russell Regan writes under, I just want to stop, Soul has no color. Without a U in color, so he's from the States.
Yeah.
Rhonda Strickland, oh, by the way, that has 11 thumbs ups. Oh. Rhonda Strickland writes back, so true. 3 thumbs ups. Thumbs up. And then Rio Amora writes under it, or love. Amen. That has 3 thumbs up too.
God. Look what I found. I found a Milli Vanilli interview.
Sid Meier's.
Just want to make sure. I don't want to get the stupid ads. Don't you hate these damn ads?
Yes. Okay.
There's probably some good quotes in here.
Does anyone ever not press skip ad?
What's that?
Does anyone ever not press skip ad?
Yeah, never. Everybody skips the ads.
You never don't, which is a double negative.
I remember the Behind the Music Milli Vanilli was pretty classic. He's like, jet setting back and forth over the pond. We do it.
Who said that?
Talking about how the Rob guy was talking about how it was like the lifestyle. He's like, jet setting. The jet set. Just the fast and the speed.
It may not surprise you, we're watching Bachelorette Canada, where this lady named Jasmine, who really has a good head on her shoulders, has to decipher through a bunch of guys. One of the dudes is Benoit from Quebec, and he hit some great, I just can't wait to see her. Drops the H on her, it's so good. Every time I see her, I just love to see her. It's the best.
Oh, man.
Full, okay, guys, that color guys. Are you ready to see her?
Have you seen her?
Have you seen her? Have you seen her?
Okay, I'm going to move on to another classic 1991 jam. You know this jam. Had to sing this song every day since. Looking Mask. It's like, oh, I got this song.
Oh, crazy. Seal.
Yeah.
This Although, he can go between that and Kiss from a Rose.
Yeah. 2 jams. He's got 2 jams. Pretty big jams, though.
Big jams.
This jam's so big that he wheeled Heidi Klum.
He also says Kreeza.
He does. He says Kreeza.
And there's a P at the end. And we're never going to survive
on Seal, us. On the darts.
We get a little Kreeza up.
Definitely on the darts.
Really?
You guess?
I'm going to say one a day like a vitamin, circa 4 p.m., homemade rollies.
I would say all day, trash and darts.
Really?
Yeah.
He's also got a Letterman gap in between his front teeth.
Yeah, and he's got those scars on his cheeks.
Yeah, he does.
That he said that just showed up one day.
Kreeza. I wonder if he's back out there after the whole Heidi Klum separation.
You think?
I don't generally. Have a strong feeling one way or t'other about celebrities. Heidi Klum is not someone I gravitate towards.
Yeah, me either.
I find
Although
her...
she does have great Halloween costumes. I
does
know
she?
That. Yeah.
I find her mildly irritating.
How about this? Bret Michaels. He's jamming.
Ugh.
Anti-religious lyrics. Hey, I heard he got, after that horrible debate last night, Trump walked right past Bret Michaels. Trump gave him the old brush. That's the, somebody said that. How funny is that? Big snubsy?
Why would they know each other? Was he on,
The
Apprentice.
He won The Apprentice. Bret Michaels won The Apprentice, and then he was on it again and lost, like, was the first to go.
This song, it's not, was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? But it's the same kind of jam.
Something to believe in.
Oh, right, right. Every rose has its thorn is also poison, right?
What's that?
Every rose has its thorn is also poison.
Definitely.
We both lay silent and still in the dead of the night. That was not a 1991 jam?
No, it was. Something to believe in is.
I'm giving something to believe in. 1991 is a good year so far.
It is, well, with exception to that jam.
Yeah.
But there are some classic songs from that year.
Big time, and big stuff happened in Canadianity, too.
Yeah. How about, I got a burning belch. You ever have that? My daughter, I have to tell you, was on the computer last night, and she poured almost all of a chocolate milk onto the keyboard of the computer. And now it's totally fucked.
But it turns on?
Well, it's just the keyboard. The keyboard itself is fried.
Did you chuck it in a bag of rice?
A big, huge keyboard?
Yeah.
A bag of rice bit?
Minute rice. Or go to Costco and get a big bag of rice.
Thank goodness we have the HP touch screen thing. So now I can use the keyboard on the screen like a phone styles with the touch thing.
So the keyboard is fried.
Keyboard's fried, bud. We got to go pick up a fresh one. Got to hit the Best Buys.
Did she yell alert, alert?
Alert, alert. No, she didn't. I came in and I looked down and I was like, Annalise, it's covered. She's like, I didn't want you to get mad at me.
Aww.
That one of those, classic. So I was like, oh, come on. She made a mistake.
Yeah.
So she felt bad about it, but I didn't get too mad, and I didn't get mad at all. And then Jack came home and he wanted to play one of these games that he plays called Agario.
And then he was miffed.
He was pissed that he couldn't use a space bar, which is so he can shoot at the other ball things.
That's what we always say to the Gerst. Like, you're going to make mistakes and some things happen by accident, and that's fine. We'll never be mad if you make a mistake or an accident, but just tell us so that we can try to do something about it.
Yeah.
Because I think your default maybe when you're born is to go, this happened. But what we're trying to encourage is the spring into action and grab a paper towel while you stand there and say, this happened.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah. If I was her, I would have said a lot, and I would have made everything fine.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Joke your way out of it.
Just joke your way out of it. So I have a great record called Road Apples by The Hip came out in 91. Remember that
Wicked.
One?
Wicked. Sure do.
With Little Bones and all those big smash hits.
They were already making their mark as live performers if they won the Juno for Best Entertainer.
I remember seeing them for the first time. It was at the Forum, the Ontario Place Forum. I think they did three nights in 89 or something like that. And they were already doing well live. And I used to like jam with them and practice along with their records when I first started drumming.
Really?
And they were kind of the first band that I got into, but you know, because they were Canadian. And I'm sure I've kind of mentioned this a few times, but that was... they were one of those bands, and I think it was definitely Gord's presence live that kind of got me into them. You know what I mean? Just by the fact that it was like, okay, this cool kind of bluesy rock band, but then there's this weirdo throwing, you know, nuts melodies and crazy lyrics over kind of like classic rock feeling music, you know? So it was a great twist, and I got right into The Hip. Right at that point.
Man, it's a week or so ago now, but did you see Mansbridge's interview with Gord?
Yes.
Just beautiful.
Yes.
And candid and honest and heartwarming and heartbreaking and everything you might expect. But I thought it was so neat because I know when they had their live concert on CBC, a lot of people were like, that's so interesting that the guys in the band all kiss each other on the lips.
Yeah.
And he explained that it came from his dad. He and his brothers all do it, and he said they've taught so many of their friends to kiss each other on the lips since they grew up and since their dad taught them that. And then I thought it was just sweet at the end when he gave Mansbridge a smooch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, people were kind of like, what's going on there? And it seemed to me like it was just very personal and just his way of you know, how he's looking at everything in the world. I mean, none of us can understand that the perspective that Gord Downie has.
No.
And the fact that he's being so passionate about the Aboriginal rights and the history of Indigenous people in Canada.
Bud to City.
Right the wrong. You know, the fact that he's going to this lengths, his record, and everything kind of just pointing towards, you know, trying to right the wrong that he feels has to be done. It's pretty unbelievable.
The single, I think it's called The Stranger. I am the stranger, do you know what I mean? I can't get those two lines out of my head. It's so haunting and beautiful. And I think if I have it right, he did the music a couple of years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't think this has happened in the last few months. I think it's come out in the last
few
months,
obviously. The whole secret path thing you're talking about, the concept, yeah.
Yeah, but the single and the animated video is beautiful. And, I mean, just the story of a 12-year-old boy trying to walk 600 kilometers to get back home.
Yep, so, I mean, how many shows is he doing? He's doing a few shows.
He's doing a few shows, yeah.
And if you get a chance to go, obviously go. But he did apparently a pretty inspirational speaking thing yesterday at the We Day
deal
in Toronto. So people were pretty blown away by that. I don't really get the We Day thing, to be honest, but it was nice to see Gord there. And hopefully maybe that him being there can have something actually happen from a We Day thing that I've recognized. You know what I mean? Like instead of just 18,000 kids acting like they're going to change the world and then nothing happens, but there's a lot of production and tickets and money going on. You know what I mean?
I know that one of the things with Gord that I think about a lot is, I think we talked about it when the news broke, like imagine you only had so much time left.
Yeah.
Everything he does that isn't sit at home with his kids is exceedingly generous.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because yeah. I think I'd want to hug the girls for a year straight. And I think I would probably turtle and never go out again.
No, I don't. Again, like it's just I can't imagine what him and his family are going through, and the fact that he's been so positive and taking this almost, you know, his sickness public, you know, and going through that route as opposed to, like you said, just kind of going away and spending time with his family and personal.
It's
pretty cool that he's giving himself to all of these things to try and make a difference.
So cool. And it's a lateral thought, but I know Strombo's name came up several minutes ago. Was so happy to see his radio show back on the air this fall because, as you know, he's gone through hell in the last month. And inconceivable that a friend of yours could be murdered, let alone in your place, let alone while you were away and he was staying there. Just the feelings you must have around an incident like that. And
yeah.
Man, any trauma, whether it's physical or emotional, like I guess the moment of impact is the worst. And then after that, you're kind of cobbling the pieces back together. But, you know, thinking about him the last few weeks too, that was awful. Inconceivably bad.
Let's play this out to break. This might be fitting for the wrap up this segment.
Good tune. Long time running.
Everybody remembers this one.
This gives me like physical facial reactions of like, oh, that filthy lick.
Yeah. So we'll just cruise out on this, and then we'll be back in a minute.
Take a filthy, filthy break.
Let me ask you this right quick, you know what I mean?
In this section of TNT 91, we're going to play a game in which we interview each other for jobs circa 1991 in a brand new game that we call...
Get a job. That's the name of the game. Don't forget it.
Any game that can use a Hornsby lick. Is Bruce Hornsby... is Bruce Coburn Canada's Bruce Hornsby? Discuss.
I don't think so.
They are also...
Bruce Coburn, I think, wields a bigger career in my mind. In Canada, especially.
Well, and Coburn was also issues-oriented... But yeah. Hornsby was too. But I think Hornsby was like first call piano studio cat.
Yeah.
For a while.
For sure.
And played with the Grateful Dead. And like Ricky Skaggs and Bruce Hornsby tour together.
Really?
Yeah. So he's like credible musician guy.
Yeah. I don't think that falls into the Bruce Coburn. Although Bruce Coburn's one of the finest guitar players in the world.
Yes. But End of the Innocents wouldn't have been a hit if it wasn't for Hornsby's piano, and neither would I Can't Make You Love Me.
Yeah.
Which I think
Hornsby End of the Innocents was just, he wrote the music, and Henley wrote the lyrics?
No, I think Hornsby wrote the lyrics, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Here's the other tune that Hornsby wrote, Jacob's Ladder, that Huey Lewis made big. A metaphan dancer down south side Birmingham. Remember?
Was that a later jam?
She was running from a fat man selling salvation in his hand.
The man with the huge spotted penis?
Spotted?
Yeah, remember? We talked about this.
When did it get the shortcuts, spotted?
The Altman flick when he's taking a piss on the river.
I remember talking about that, but I don't remember it.
Pretty sure it was big enough to notice that there was some discoloration and or spots on his penis.
Isn't that a British dessert?
Yeah, spotted dick.
Yeah.
Didn't Michael Jackson have something going on down there too?
Well, I think he had a mole or two on his satchel.
Because remember, people were like, the kids, they were saying that the spotted penis was one of the issues with the allegations.
Well, I thought it was like a telltale mole.
Melt magic juice. You remember he gave him the magic juice?
Yeah.
Greasy.
Greasy.
Okay, so let's play...
If you're dancing on top of a limo in pajamas...
Let's play it.
Okay. I'll be the manager at Muffins.
Okay.
And you are coming in for an interview.
All right.
Who are you? What's your name and how old are you?
I will be a kid.
Okay.
And I don't know. Maybe I'll be a girl kid. Maybe I'll be our friend Bree Ashley.
Okay, Bree Ashley, good. And I'm Mr. Humphrey.
Mr. Humphrey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Hey, you must be Bree Ashley. Come in and have a seat.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Bree Ashley.
Pleasure is mine.
Yeah.
Bree Ashley, I'll be brief. I'm very busy here. Not to bore you with the details, but I oversee four Muffins locations in the greater Edmonton area.
Yeah. I like muffins. Muffins.
Great. You passed the first test.
do we have to say that when we're here? Like, you don't say, do you want a muffin? Do you say you want a muffin?
Well, there's four M's. So the way I say it is, I imagine the first three is like a mmm. So if you say mmm, muffins.
That's,
yeah, try that.
So like, okay, do you want a muffin?
No, more of a mmm, muffins.
Do you want a muffin?
Yeah, but you don't have to make a mockery of it. Like, just, you don't have to oversell it. You know what I mean? Just, like, yum. I enjoy these muffins. Muffins.
I like these muffins.
Fortunately, should you be lucky enough to get the job, we don't have to say it out loud. It's not something that you say out loud. We don't take phone orders. It's more of a food court operation.
Do we talk about our favorite muffins?
Well, there tends to be a pretty big lineup. We like to keep things moving along. So,
what's the most popular muffin?
More of a muffins. Yeah,
muffin.
Blueberry muffin is a big seller. Banana nut has really blown the roof off the place for us this year.
You know what I like? I like the lemon poppy seed muffins.
I'm going to turn the tables on you just for a moment and ask you just a couple of questions. Obviously, tasks here include cleaning and selling, also baking. Why do you think you have the right ingredients to work here at Muffins?
Ingredients? Well, I like to eat muffins.
Okay, that's actually not against you.
I don't really know how to bake. I figured that this is kind of one of those places where they're frozen and you just put them in the hot oven and they come out and they're all ready, like at other places. Do you have to bake it or like make the muffin, the muffin, muffin sauce first?
I'm glad you brought that up, because that is one of the biggest misconceptions of muffins, that we don't bake them fully on site. Our muffins are made from scratch. Part of the reason I'm looking to hire someone, Bree Ashley, is because I am going to the 1991 Grand Prix to be held in June at Circuit Gilles Villeneuve. And I need someone to look after the muffins outlet for me. What prior job experience do you have?
Well, I just moved back here from Vancouver, and I worked at the White Spot for a while until I had to leave from harassment issues.
Oh, did you file a complaint?
No, well, yeah, I did, because there was a fellow employee that he has a restraining order now. He was just kind of sticky. His name was Salvador.
Oh, indeed. Did you do anything to, egg him on, or?
No, I did not. I didn't do anything, to be honest. I would just be there, and he would kind of just show up.
Okay, just to be clear, did you make a formal complaint against him, or did someone witness something?
No, he's even, like, I saw him. I went to another job, and he showed up there, too. So, like, he kind of was following me until I had to find the police, and I had to tell him to Salvador himself away from me.
Okay. I understand.
He's not here anymore.
Do you mean he's dead?
He's been charged. What?
Do you mean he's dead?
No, I heard he moved back to Spain, I think.
Oh. Interesting. I'm going to ask you just a couple of questions, Bree Ashley, standard interview procedure. There's my other line. That's how busy I am.
Yeah.
If you could have dinner with anyone, say if you could have a muffin with anyone, living or dead, famous or otherwise, who would it be? Because mine is Martin Brian Mulroney, the current Prime Minister of Canada.
Who?
Martin Brian Mulroney.
Oh, yeah. I kind of like, the Rob from Milli Vanilli. He's kind of cute. I would have a muffin with him.
Okay. And finally, last question on the job interview. You're doing great. If a group of people jumped over the counter and overtook this muffins outlet with tear gas and automatic weapons, and there were muffins burning in the oven, and they threatened your life. How would you handle that?
I would probably offer them all the muffins.
See that?
And hope that I didn't get shot.
That's, so close. That's not the answer we were looking for. Corporately, we have two rules. One is never give up the muffins. That's rule number one. And rule number two is time to lean is time to clean. So, unfortunately, you're not going to get this job. But that's just the way it is.
no job for Brie Ashley.
Brie Ashley's not going to get hired at muffins.
No dice.
Somebody behind muffins knows how to pronounce it, and there was a reason behind it. I think I'm not wrong. I think it's I think
is it
that's
really?
What they're after.
Muffins.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to the next.
We have to tell the people when we were talking briefly between the segments and deciding to play Get a Job. You said, where in the song is Get a Job? And I said, it's the last line in the first verse. You said, roughly
I said,
where?
Whereabouts in the song is the Get a Job part?
And I said,
and then you just happened to throw out.
Probably around the minute six mark.
Yeah. And then I look, and it's fucking 1 minute, 6 seconds on the nose.
Unbelievable. And that's with a long vamp, too.
On the nose. Look, I'll go right here. I'm manually with the mouse going to 106.
Get a job.
And then check it out. Get a job. then there it is. Like, it's that easy.
That's just the way it is, bud.
Here I go back.
Are you going to rewind her? All right. So I'll set up round two. Am I the interviewee this time? And and you're the interviewer?
Yep.
Okay.
And you're the one who's trying to... Get
a job. What establishment am I applying for a job at?
This would be the downtown Bargain Heralds.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And you've been trying to for like 3 weeks now, and you're getting a little flustered.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Okay.
My name's Hank.
You're Hank?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your name?
My name is Bill Belvedere.
Oh, gross. Oh, gross. And do you have Nick-stained hair?
Yes, and huge darts.
I'm going to tell you, if I saw a still photograph of Buck Martinez, I might assume he's on the darts, because he's got yellow-ish hair.
Does he?
Yeah. When he's doing those hits between innings with Hazel May.
You know, he always does at the beginning. You know, Hazel, and he always starts up high.
Good broadcaster,
you know,
though.
I don't know how to do the ball game today.
You can tell, though, like, especially the dudes that do it by themselves, I'm going to host a ball game by myself.
Yeah.
Like telling yourself a story and wondering if it's interesting.
No, I know.
All right, Bill Belvedere, here comes Hank to see if he can get a job at Bargain Heralds.
Okay. Come on in. What's your name?
My name is Hank.
Hello, Hank. My name is Bill Belvedere, manager of Bargain Heralds for the last 15 years.
Congratulations.
Lovely place. We do a lot of good things here. We try to keep our prices lower than everybody else.
Uh-huh.
And to be honest, we've been going well, and we're probably going to open a couple more stores.
Isn't that great?
My mindset.
Yeah, great. That's wow. You must every day when you get in the car and drive home, you must think that was certainly something.
Do you want a cigarette, Hank?
Wow. You smoke in your office?
Well, it is 1991.
Okay.
Nobody cares still.
I don't. I'm fine. Thank you. But go ahead.
So what? Give me some of your some of your credentials. What? How many jobs have you had in the past? What kind of places have you worked?
Well, if you count mowing grass for my uncle. I guess I've had three jobs. I mowed grass for my uncle. That's one. Two summers in a row, I had my own Dickie D ice cream bike. So I had to, tasks included managing money, also letting the popsicles not melt. Also,
have you ever worked with other people? These are kind of,
well, I guess with my, first of all, when I was mowing grass for my uncle, I had to interact with him, like asking him where the mower was and stuff. And then when I was working with the Dickie D bikes, I had to, you know, like interact with the public a lot and be responsible for money and all that stuff. So I'm,
you seem a little bit tense. Do you, I wonder if, have you worked with other people before?
Are we doing this, Bill? You really want to do this?
Yeah, see, this is kind of what I'm getting at. Are you a little tentative with others?
For what it's worth, Bill, if you'd been sleeping in a coffee time for 3 weeks and your clothes smelled like darts and you moved to Toronto for a big break because everybody says it's where you have to go, and maybe you'd had some job interviews at places, and maybe nobody called you back, and everybody said we'll let you know, but nobody ever does, and you have to give out a payphone number as a way to contact you, you might be tense too, Bill Belvedere.
Well, you know, to be honest, Hank, I don't think... I know you came in here to but I just don't think you're gonna get it. That's just the way it is.
Bill, can I please just human to human, man to man, non-smoker to smoker, just tell you I am just a guy standing in front of a man asking him to hire him. Please.
I'm trying to tell you that you didn't get the job, and to be honest, that's just the way it is.
Oh,
hangs out.
Oh, insult to injury. Poor Hanks, but no Hanks.
Fuck Hank, though. He's like just looking for trouble. Yeah. What Hank is. He's job to job to job.
He's sleeping in a coffee time.
Oh, man.
All right, let's do one more.
106.
You want to do one more?
Let's do one more.
Okay. Let's be Chip and Pepper.
Chip and Twins Pepper, those two guys who made those fancy jeans after doing the beaver canoe or whatever the hell they used to do.
Yeah.
Coconut Joe.
But they also had, they had something else they were famous for. Was it rugby shirts or something? I think they had flip-flops.
There was a brand. I thought it was it actually like they had Chip and Pepper back in the day in Canada?
Yeah, it was a deal. It was a thing. Because when I worked at Christopher's Beach Club in PEI, we sold a lot of Chip and Pepper. But I would have said we sold Chip and Pepper flip-flops.
Oh.
But they're t-shirt masks too. And they look like they're like imagine two Jeff Spicoli's twins.
Totally. Yeah.
That's who they are.
Looks like they just pass the bong back and forth all day.
Yeah, just sneaky rips for days. And
they're from Winnipeg, but they moved to LA for the weed.
Yeah.
And they just happened to start making jeans and got rich off it.
And three times a day they break into, we're going back to Cali, yeah. Cali.
Definitely.
Okay, so let's do a quick interview. I'll be Chip, you be Pepper.
Sure.
And maybe we won't let the interviewee get a word in edgewise, but...
who's the interviewee if we're them?
Justine.
Okay, you be that?
Yeah,
you
real good mark. She just graduated with a degree in accounting. Could be a real asset to them, but they're just broing down. Don't even notice she's there.
And they don't even know what the job is.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Hey, man, how's it going? Justine?
Fine.
My name's Chip.
Hey, my name's Pepper. Have a seat. You must be here for... what are you here for? I'm here for a job interview. You guys contacted me because you needed an assistant. Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, like, sorry, totally. Just bear with us because we're a little bit all over the place today.
Tired today because we were like up late last night.
You should have seen like we were down at the Malibu Pier.
Yeah.
And we were just watching like the waves and stuff.
Yeah. And he had his shorts, and I had my shorts.
And I was like, bro, where's my flip-flop? And he was like...
Yeah.
And then I was like...
We were there for like hours, like 2 hours.
And he was like... Anyways...
I was like, bro, look out! And then like,
But there was nothing there, so, like, that's kind of how the, we like to have fun like that.
Anyways, tell us about your... Well, first, before you tell us about yourself, tell us what you know about us. Or should we... why don't we just launch into, like, why don't we tell Justine a little bit about...
No, like, what about, like, if you and I, like, close our eyes and, like, if you say, like, hey, Justine, like, what are we thinking, like, right now? Like, tell us.
Did you ever see those Time Life books where, like, twins could, like, say the same thing from, like, 500 miles away? That's kind of the way that
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, you and I will be, like thinking the same thing. But she has
Justine
to
can try to guess what it is.
And if she does, then, like...
Then she'll got the job.
She'll got the job, yeah. Like... Justine, tell us what you're thinking now.
Hey, Chip, are your eyes still closed?
Yeah.
Mine too. Wait, let's open them up on the count of three. One, two.
Where'd she go?
Bro, she's gone.
She's not even here, dude.
I guess she didn't want to get a job.
She didn't want to she didn't want to bro down, dude. She didn't want the coolest job ever.
Dude, but that's the thing of it, dude. You have to, like, totally be, like, so, like, totally, like, so super, like, totally, like, so.
She's like, she doesn't even, like, want to... And, like, that's just the way it is, man.
Good chatting, bro. Some things will never change.
Good chatting, dude.
Get a job.
That's just the way it is.